You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now we pick up on certain findings by Human Rights Watch. We're joined on the line by Sari Abashi, Israel-Palestinian Director at Human Rights Watch, lover of freedom and of movement in Gaza and beyond, live from Jerusalem. Sari joins us on the line. Good day to you and welcome to the program on Radio Islam.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about the new research conducted by Human Rights Watch of Israeli football clubs building stadiums or using Palestinian land for their league games. What is the story there?
Yes, Human Rights Watch issued today a report showing that FIFA and its affiliate, the Israel Football Association, is holding football matches on land that has been unlawfully taken from Palestinians. So in Israel, or outside of Israel, there are six clubs that play in unlawful Israeli settlements in the West Bank, but they're part of the Israel Football Association. And we traced the origin and status of the land on which the fields were established, and it is land that has been taken from Palestinians. In one case, in the settlement of Givat Ze'ev, a Palestinian family in a village across the way owns that land, but for the last 30 years they've been unable to access that land because of military restrictions, soldiers, and walls. They didn't get permission for FIFA to sponsor matches on their land, and they're not being compensated for it. And that is just some of the serious human rights violations that these settlement matches contribute to.
So Israelis use Palestinian grounds, but Palestinians aren't allowed to play on their own land. How is this still happening in the modern era?
So part of the problem with settlements is that by military order, only Israelis are allowed to enter. So these are communities inside the West Bank, which is considered Palestinian territory, but a military order doesn't allow Palestinians to actually enter those settlements. So by definition, any activity that takes place in those settlements takes place on a discriminatory basis because Israelis can participate. In the case of football clubs, children can go to camps, fans can come watch the game, players can play, coaches can coach, but only Israeli and not Palestinian because of these military orders. And that's one of the reasons why we say that doing business in or with settlements inherently contributes to human rights violations. Because it doesn't matter what you do, if you're doing it in a settlement, you are part of these abuses.
Our very own Tokyo Sekwale has now been tasked with monitoring the issue. Would these football clubs be stopped immediately?
Well, Mr. Sekwale has said that he will bring the issue to a decision by at an October 13th FIFA Council meeting that will take place in Zurich. There has been some pushback and attempts to delay. I very much hope that Mr. Sekwale will do everything he can to bring this issue to a decision, because it's been more than a year since the monitoring committee that he chairs has been meeting. And FIFA has recently reaffirmed its commitment to meet its human rights responsibilities. It commissioned a report from the world's expert in business and human rights, in which it said it would be committed to implementing its human rights responsibilities throughout its operations. So we think that these matches should be stopped sooner rather than later.
Then on the other end, why does Israel still play in the Champions League? Why has FIFA not kicked them out for their racist apartheid system and illegal settlements?
Well, this whole process started in May of 2015 when the Palestinian Football Association initiated a vote at a FIFA Congress to expel the Israel Football Association based in part on the settlement issue and issues of racism. The compromise was that this monitoring committee would be established, chaired by Tokyo Sekwale, to try to resolve the issue. And as a human rights organization, we don't have an opinion on who should or shouldn't be in FIFA. We do have an opinion about people's human rights being violated. And we would say that this process should lead to FIFA stopping to be complicit in these abuses. And to be clear, from our point of view, these teams can continue to play, but they have to play inside Israel, because the problem is in holding the matches on land that has been stolen.
Recently now, with regards to the developments on Facebook, we've seen that Facebook has blocked some Palestinian journalists and activists from posting anti-Israeli articles or material on their timeline. How did Israel get this right?
I mean, what I know about that issue is that Israel has been asking Facebook to close postings or pages that it says engage in incitement. And there's a very lively debate going on right now regarding what is incitement and what is freedom of speech. I know in some cases Facebook closed those pages and then reopened them when there were protests. So that's very much of a live debate right now.
What happened to freedom of expression? Is Human Rights Watch looking into the story as well?
I mean, we've actually done a number of areas of research on freedom of expression within the West Bank and Gaza, looking at Palestinian violations of freedom of expression. So we recently issued a report on ways in which the Palestinian Authority and the authorities in Gaza are cracking down on Palestinian journalists. And that's in addition to the crackdowns that Israel sometimes does. So Palestinian journalists are getting it from all sides, unfortunately.
Yes, we look forward to some of those reports coming through. Sari, thank you very much for chatting to us on Radio Islam.